Good morning, a snowy Monday morning, and we are with Yancey Roy. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, let's start with a late Friday afternoon announcement. This is by Senator George Amador, Republican, who's not going to seek re-election, but it has come on the heels of much speculation about how many senior and Republicans in general might not seek another term because of where they stand in the minority right now.
That's right, Dave. Last year, to recap, the Republicans went from a one-seat majority in the state Senate, which was the party's one bastion of power in New York state government, to a 17-seat minority. It was quite a dramatic flip over in favor of the Democrats. And that immediately set off speculation of, would a lot of longtime veteran Republicans choose not to run again? And we saw that already this year. Kathy Young from out in the very southwest corner of the state has stepped down. She'll be replaced by a Republican. But in Syracuse, Bob Antonacci, who had won a very tight race out there in 18, has decided to run and successfully ran for a judgeship. So that seat will be open. And now Amador's seat will be open. And at least three Democrats have already announced they're going to run. There's speculation about other veterans throughout central New York. On Long Island, there's an open congressional seat. Peter King is stepping down. And a popular state senator down there, Phil Boyle, is one of the people who might run. So we could be looking at a handful of Republicans not running for election in 2020, given the forecast of perhaps another blue wave in state legislative elections.
Now to the Public Campaign Finance Commission in New York, which has now officially handed over its recommendations. Some would take effect almost immediately if the legislature doesn't come back this month to change it.
Yeah, there's two major propositions here in the commission's report. One is putting in a mechanism for public financing of elections, and this would be a voluntary matching fund system, and it would not take effect this upcoming cycle. But the idea is to get a chance for especially candidates who are not well bankrolled to have a system for public financing to compete in legislative and statewide elections. The other part of it is raising the thresholds for minor parties to attain ballot status. Right now, a minor party like the Conservatives or the Independents has to get 50,000 votes to continue to be a party, to have a ballot line, to raise funds. That would go up to about 130,000. And that would be very difficult for a number of the parties to attain because most of them barely break 50,000. So their future might be at stake. Of course, the pros and cons of the minor party ballot system, you know, New York is one of the very, very few states that allow candidates to appear on multiple lines. And I think rather than attack these parties by just saying you can't have cross endorsements, this was another way around making it very difficult for minor parties to continue to exist, which is to raise the amount of votes they must get in a statewide election to maintain legal status.
Yancey Roy is the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks as always. We'll catch up with you next week.